Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ruby Discourse. I'm Ramk.
And I'm a turtle. Hello, Ram. It's been a while. It's good to.
I think it's been a week since our last podcast, the number
It's
one
been a.
Dominions related podcast for an unprecedented 3 years running.
It may still be actually like I don't. I mean, I haven't been in the space for a while. I
I
don't
mean,
know.
nor I, but I'm back, and I assume absolutely nothing has changed. I hear there's well, ex except there's an entirely new Dominions game, and I'm in two games of it, and I am being coalition rushed in both of them.
Oh shit.
Constructive.
You know what I actually considered? I actually considered like showing up like with a totally different username, like a new I would like make it make a I would make a totally different Discord and just like you know like re-entering the space
As
from.
a naif,
Yes.
as a rube, as a gormless ingenue.
Just starting over from one. I thought about that. I decided not to.
You'll just be like, oh, I've never played this game before in my life. This I just picked the man-eater because he's pretty.
He's a handsome fellow. No, well, here we are with fucking
New Dominions. We got a new path. We got new nations. They just took Ind and just diced that shit up for LA.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I what's it called?
We have LA dogs. We have LA dames. We have LA hobbits.
No, I actually, you know what? I haven't even looked at those guys yet. I just, let's go.
Me, I didn't even look at the hobbits, but I did try to invade them.
Man.
I was kicking their butt, but then I got invaded by like. LA Raga can still do the quickness Zayden, by the way. I killed most of them. And I guess they cost two holy points instead of one. I think it's something to do with mounted things now. Because the
No,
horses cost no.
Melkorts also have
Okay. So maybe it's the
Yeah,
horses are also.
I was poking around like to for EA Hanam to like recruit a Melkort is 2 holy points.
God dang.
Yeah,
Are they
well,
even
I
that
mean.
good? They're giants. I guess you could give them blesses that fix giants now, maybe. I don't know if the new like unsurroundable bless is gonna save giants. Maybe. It's gonna be
Maybe.
different this time. I hear it's the age of big armies because they cranked up money and resources. And I was playing LA Pan, so I was pretty cranked. I am being invaded by two or three nations right now, and I'm not out, but I'm out, but I'm gonna bloody so many noses before I go down.
Well, no,
I took
I
out.
well, I would I have only seen a few turns of this new game. I just purchased it.
Just
I was
purchased it
purchased.
now.
Yeah,
Viewers, he just purchased it now, just while we were downloading this,
come on, you
for
piece of
you, the
shit.
people.
Shit. Well, I did, yeah. What's it called?
This
I
is your
shelled out
commitment to the bit.
my how committed am I? Oh, I'm sorry for listeners. I fully have bronchitis right now, and that's why my voice is different. And like that, you're just
It,
gonna
I
deal.
swear it's turtle.
I mean, it could not be, but but no. But I want to say no. I like the incredibly broken black goat of the woods nation.
Really? Is this a new
I don't know.
nation?
I don't know if you've noticed this, Ramp, but
Probably not.
their cap only mage is also recruitable. From non-fort forests,
Is this LAEA or LA? What
MA,
was it? MA? And what was the name of this nation?
Perrin or something.
Okay, I don't know this one. I didn't look at this one. Both my
Oh yeah,
games are inexplicably LA. I think that's
no.
because
So
they added all new closed ins.
it's a nation based entirely on the Goya painting, the Black Goat of the Great He Goat,
That's pretty sick.
and. And yeah, and so your cap only big mage is like 400 gold ish, and it's like a B3 base, with some randoms, I think randoming up to B4 or something,
Jesus.
maybe B5, the black the titular he goat, which is like been reskinned as a pan from Asphodel or something, what's
Yeah.
it called,
Pangaea.
and. But you get this. You can fucking recruit them from any forest.
Ooh, can you need a fort? Just a lab?
If you have a
Lab
fort, you can't
temple.
get them. It's only non-forted force. So you gotta fucking throw a lab in there, and you can fucking recruit like these fucking very slowly, because
Can
they're.
I say I as someone who made like three nation mod things out of like just like a 5-page stories about bees, I appreciate they just took one painting and went hog wild. I love these guys.
No, well, yeah, the thing about it is it is immediately the greatest Blood Nation in the history of Blood Nation.
Ah,
You know,
wow.
like,
Ah,
like, you know, like,
beautiful.
let me fucking let me see if I can remember what this fucking
I should turn this game on my other screen.
right. I can't remember what the fucking whatever, but it's
It's
fine.
fine. I believe you.
Yeah,
People
no,
have
these yeah these things are fucking these things are fucking.
apparently they nerfed blood in some respects by making like a little bit harder to blood hunt, but they also just again created that nation. So I don't know. I'm getting mixed messages about what they want.
You know, well, again, like, well, the mixed messages on what they want is fucking the
That is
Swedish experience
that is Dominion's indeed.
as a
So what do you
game. Yeah.
think? What do you think about glamour?
I
The
think
path,
that
not the ability.
like, no, I get it. I'm sorry, I'm dying. But I think it takes a big wet bite out of nature, in a way that's kind of unfortunate. Like, you know, it's not. I don't feel like nature needed a nerf.
You think a lot of its stuff seems to be grabbed out of also
There.
Ast and Astral.
Yeah, no,
It
exactly. You know,
stole luck.
sure. Oh yeah, that is big. Yeah, no, you know what's it called? I don't know. I think it's funny that they didn't really like retool a lot of nations. Like
No.
I look at Yiss, and Yiss just has glamour instead of air now, and I'm like, oh no,
A lot of
that's a brutal nerf to Yiss.
at least one of the Norse giants nations got all of its nature replaced with glamour, I'm given to understand.
Utgard, someone told
Yeah.
me.
Yeah, I think they were talking about that in Maine there a moment ago. It's probably why we're both thinking of it, but those poor giants can't regenerate anymore.
Meanwhile, fucking the prince consort of is it Phaeacia, the island nation?
Yeah, what'd he
Yeah,
get?
prince consort just gets like some astral land. It just gets like some glamour randoms now. You
I
know, like they didn't really think through the implementation of glamour, and you know, like I've been
Elves got
reading,
a lot of it, I understand.
I've been reading Muspelheim. What's got a lot of it?
Elves got a lot of glamour, unsurprisingly.
Yeah, well, of course, no, but I think like you know like really the way that their thinking is going, I think, is you know, their thinking is the thing is clearly evolved since they created Dominions One, right? You know, like
Yes.
it seems like you know like and they're trying to like they're getting really deep into like. I haven't thought about. I don't know how to pronounce Seith, Seith, but like it's like the wizard art of the witchcraft thing for the Norse people, very
Okay.
specific, right? You know, and they have like you know and like see so when you're reading Muspelheim, it's like you know like it's you know it's like some of them have like some knowledge of Seith. But mostly they channel like you know the lava elemental whatever, and it's like
Okay.
really what they want to do, I think,
Every nation having its own paths.
or every civilization cluster having like its own magic system,
I have three ranks in the Tau.
you know 100%, like that's kind of like where their thinking is headed. You know, it's an, and it's not
Do
like expressly.
you want to know what the most egregious part of the implementation of glamour is to me? In the they gave it a number in when you were doing like mod nation stuff, but instead of adding it to the noticed one note, they have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They just inserted it into sorcery so that both blood and holy go up by one number. And this is really annoying if you want to port your nations into from
Oh
Dawn 5 to
yeah,
Dawn
no, what's
6.
called? Oh, yeah.
Mew was
Also,
telling, was that talking about this? With he did port the Clown Nation, everyone. Clown's DM is available for Dominion 6.
do clouds of glamour?
I don't know if he gave Clown's Glamour. I didn't actually look. I assume it's just kind of ported as is. If I port the Bee Nation, I'm probably giving some of the bees glamour instead of Astral.
Sure.
But yes, you should all go check out Mew's Nations and all his other works. Like and subscribe. But yes, go on.
What's going on? No, I went to go. No, I yeah, I know that's where they're going. I think. And you know what? But what's it called? But I actually, Mara, you know, ramp. I arranged this because I wanted to.
You want to talk about something?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about something. I was
Are
designing a
you
couple.
sure what you want to talk
You piece of shit,
about?
motherfucker! You're a nasty little troll. You live under a bridge. You know, and you bedevil local goats with your questions.
I took the shot. I saw the shot. I took the shot.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
What's the
But
topic, Turtle?
sorry,
What's the topic?
I'm sorry. I want to talk about uncertainty.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, sort of. So here's the story. Story behind this, whatever it is. I
Sure.
was try I'm tr I have a couple of like advanced Kepler students right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to like teach them some of the deeper, higher level stuff.
Yes.
And a lot of that has to do with uncertainty. And I like when I was trying to figure out ways to talk about it, I ended up like wanting to like draw like maps of like Dominion's provinces and be like, look,
And where's
here's
this guy
how it
gonna
works.
move?
What'd you say?
Where's this guy gonna move?
No, that's really the heart of it. You know, like I'm so glad you said that. Where is this guy gonna move? In Dominions, I mean, I assume Dominion 6, if it hasn't changed that way, if it has, they're like, you know, totally fool, you know, like it's all about vibrations now. No, but like, but in Capoeira, in soccer, you know, which is an old another thing we touched on once upon a time, you know, in Capoeira, in soccer, in Dominions, you know, it's all about where's this guy gonna move?
Game of anticipation to play, you're playing the player, you're playing the game.
There's that. Well, here's the other thing. Like, you know, so here's where that enters. But so, you know, and we've talked about that in the past. But here's what about where are you going? That's what I want to talk about today. So the thing about uncertainty is whatever. Here's sort of the heart of the thing that I wanted to talk about. Anytime you do something, you are now foregoing everything else you could have done. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, like I know this makes sense.
That's time. It moves forward.
Yeah, no, yeah, no,
But
what
yeah, I
like,
get you.
yeah, no, yeah, no. I mean, I know that you understand this because like I think you understand this pretty like intuitively. So do I. Like you know, like I another thing that I'm taught, you know, like whatever, like you know, like the way that I teach and do Capoeira and I guess Dominions too, is like I'm not a very they're like really intellectual guys, like you know, like who are you know, who like when it comes to like certain kicks, they're like, oh yeah, like you move like this and your vertebrae rotate in a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know that I know how to throw the kick. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know how it works. I know that it works.
Fly by your gut.
Right, you know what's it called, like you know, and so I'm gonna have to relearn Dominion 6, you know, in the same way after Dominions 4 I learned Dominions 5 or whatever, but like you know my style has always been like you know, like you know in Dominions 5 it's like you learn what works, like air elementals work and you use them to kill things, like I don't know
Correct.
how it works, I know that it works, right? Now I
They're
hear them out as
ethereal, they
good.
trample. People tell me that too. I haven't tried them yet. I'm going to try it probably at some point, just because part of me just has to stick my hand in the socket to see what happens.
Right,
But.
sure, 100%. No, but I don't know what's it called. So the hypothetical situation I have drawn up, like, that I was going, I'm not going to like show my couple of students or whatever. But like you know, but let's imagine you know we're invading a neighbor of ours. We've got a little
Sure.
stack. You know, we hop in on our border province. We take his border province, and this border province. You know, is a, is, you know, it's a big fat plains connected to like, you know, like four, or yeah, let's say four of his, like, you know, like he controls four of the provinces not adjacent to it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so we're sitting here, right? You know, and we're talking about uncertainty, right? You know, like,
Where are
the
you
question,
gonna go?
where are we gonna go, right? You know, and where does he think that we're gonna go? You know what I mean? You know, right now, you know, like, you know, you're threatening four provinces, you know, like, you know, with your little stack. Your stack doesn't fly. Like, if your stack flew, it would threaten maybe like 12 provinces. You know what I mean?
Mean, a lot of this is all tied up in the. It depends what they see. And what you
Yes.
see, of course,
Yeah.
because between are they going to defend the province with the temple on it versus the one that doesn't? You would assume
Right.
they're going to go to the mat for the temple one, or are they? Or do they know
Right.
that's where you're going to go?
Right.
And but like I'm getting invaded by a bunch of Zayden right now.
Right.
I killed a whole bunch of them, but there's still like 5 man packs of them. And he still has like his giant like stack of like 200 cataphracts, those
Sure.
dudes, and they're gonna get their shit together and try and come for me maybe. And at the same time, I'm getting invaded by from like the bottom coast from like the filthy waters of Eritrea, the guys, the crazy
Right,
ones, the Ptolemaeans.
the
They
blood,
have,
the blood purity mermen.
yeah, they kill each other because anyway.
Right.
So I'm
In
getting.
practice, they actually don't. Like, those events are incredibly rare if you go
It's
luck.
true. That's glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not. I'd prefer if they kill each other right now at this
No.
particular juncture, but they're not gonna.
No.
Anyway, a lot of my thinking here is my resources that I can expend are, limited, and I do have a giant. I have a giant stack that can kill anything, but. Classic. It can only be in one place at once,
Yes. Yeah. No. That. By that. You know.
and the water people can just keep retreating into the sea, and it's a whack-a-mole on the south, while the north Zayden just keep on like popping around, and
Right. No. Yeah. No.
it
This
turns
is
to a
this
game
is
of where am I going to move this? Where do they think I'm going to move this?
this
And
is this. So this is
it
what I'm
works
talking about.
sometimes. Yeah.
This is, you know, not to be like stereotypical, you know, whatever. But in instances, the
Oh
art
my.
of war. Look,
Have you read that?
we're going deep. What's
Okay.
called, well, you know, well,
I
you know,
should,
it's,
according to Sun Tzu, I should have won the war.
well, look, since, yeah, since it's like you should win, and always, no, what's it called, since it's, you know, what's it called, about,
Did
it's a
you know
Taoist,
dryad? Do you know dryads can't seduce out of a siege province anymore? It's tragic, but honestly, a sane change.
oh, wow, yeah, that's, that makes it
I
very,
didn't
very
realize that.
possible.
Yes,
Yeah,
it's true.
well,
That's a good idea.
why would you?
Why would I assume they change anything?
Do they need like a wall scaling to do it or something?
Good, probably. I didn't get that far into it. I was like, oh, it
Fair
doesn't
enough.
work anymore. Also,
Right.
trample, by the way, if you're ethereal, you do less damage trampling, which is unfortunate because I was ethereal enchanting a whole bunch of those Grove Guardian stomp 'em and dance. It didn't really matter. I was stepping on halflings. They're gonna die.
The mechanic, as it was explained to me, was that when you're ethereal, there's a 50% chance to not do any damage to a trample.
Really, it just says reduced, but that's probably makes sense.
Well,
I guess on average it's a reduced amount of damage, isn't it? That's technically correct.
I guess.
I would have crushed those. I would have crushed those dang halflings, and I was crushing them. But then I was invaded by 2 other people. Then man invaded the
That's not.
halflings, so someone else is eating my lunch. Buh.
It makes you fucking think. No, but what's called? No, but like, but and so
It's
since this is,
okay. It's just the key.
well, exactly. No, what's not since this is the other war. What's called, like, you know, since this says, right? You know, the strength comes from a weakness. Well, sorry, weakness stems from preparing against attack, and strength stems from obligating the enemy to prepare against attack.
Yeah,
Right,
I'll agree that's correct.
when you strengthen,
I'll let Sun Tzu have this one.
right? Let poor, he says, Sun needs a win, man. You know, when you, what's it called? He goes on, you know, when you strengthen the rear, you weaken the vanguard.
Yeah.
You know, when you strengthen the vanguard, you weaken the rear. right?
Yeah,
You know,
initiative is
we,
very important. Momentum.
yeah, well, you know, he's like when you so on and so forth, you know, he's like, when you strengthen every place, you weaken every place, right? You know,
No.
which is why, like, you know, like, Kit Fox, the why is Kit Foxing bad?
You don't
Because,
move.
well, yeah, you know, but you're defending like everywhere at once, which is to say, like, you're pouring all of your resources into defending every possible place,
That
which instead of winning the game. And so,
if you're solely defending, you're losing.
yeah, well, you know, if you're like basically, you know, I mean, as you know, in Dominions, oftentimes you're losing if you're defending at all.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, you know, like, and so
That's
that's,
why,
you
like,
know,
napping your neighbors and attacking the person you didn't nap is very, very important. I don't like this new
sure.
mechanical nap thing, by the way, but go on.
No, I listen, I mean, I'm not a fan, but no, but, what's it called? No, what's it called? No, like, you know, like, so, you know, this, you know, this, you know, you holding this, probably, if you go back to the image we had earlier, you're holding a promise that threatens like a bunch of, like, you know, his territory, you know, like, you know, now he's in the position of having to, he's obligated to defend against attack, right? And he has some options, right? You know, like, you know, like he, like he, A, he can try to guess where you're moving, right? You
All
know,
right.
that is like the, like, you know, like, all things considered, like, that is, quote unquote, the right thing to do. The
Yeah,
right thing to do is to, like, understand your opponent's thinking so that, like, you know, you move to counter him perfectly, right?
I would simply do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, like, you
I'm
know,
not
like that.
doing it in these other games as a test.
Well, Rip, I, you know, like, that simply speaks to your failures as a player. I'm sorry, brother.
I'm crying on the inside.
Yeah, you know, well, let's go, like, you know, but, like, you know, but no, but, like, you know, like everything that he can do, like, you know, like, you know, if you're moving to one of these four provinces, and, you know, or if he's worried you are, like, you know, he can, like, you know, move, let's say he's got like a big stack, you know, or maybe two big stacks, you know, he can, like, you know, he can pile them into one province to try to catch you. He can split his forces up into two and try to catch you, right? He can split his forces up into four and try to catch you, like, you know, by going to every province at once, you know, which is probably the worst outcome, right?
Yeah.
Because you know, like, you know, whatever, you know, but,
Yes. But he
you
could.
know, well, you know, and so the question is, like, you know, well, what are you gonna do, right, when you're threatening the whatever, you know? And, you know, and the thing that, you or I would probably do, actually, and this is, like, you know, giving the game away a little bit, you know, is, you would call it, quote unquote, fading back, which is a lovely phrase that I like. You know, what's it called? Like,
Oh.
you know, the
I
answer
did
is, like,
that. I did that actually in another game. I was playing against who was it, like Warbeard or something, and
sure, one of the beards.
one of the beards. He has like a He-Man, like a skull with a He-Man wig thing going on. But anyway,
Okay.
this is the Ruby Discord game I'm playing in, where I am man, LA man. And I got like a terrible start where my entire like east and south was like water, and I was like a shape charge, and I had to either bust through Vadaheim or Marignan, but they decided to both invade me, as one does.
Right.
But I did almost make a death march on his cap, but my sixth sense said back away for a second, see what happens, and this dude drops like this giant lovingly crafted gifts from heaven, flames from, you know, falling fires, communion on like the three guys I left behind. It's like, ah, well, that was thank you for re revealing your plan.
Yeah, no,
I
yeah,
had to
no, you
retreat
know,
though.
yeah, no, you know, the, you know, well, the this is sort of a point, like, you know, like, actually, like, you know,
Baiting and seeing what they're doing, it's a great thing to do.
yes, no, like, you know, like, you know, like the, like, you know, also, like, you know, once you've committed to any of those four provinces, right?
Yeah.
Or as you commit to those provinces, like, you know, like, let's say, like, maybe you split up your forces into four to, like, try to take them all at once. You know what I mean? Like, you know, or you
That's
split your
a
forces into two, or whatever, like, you know, whatever. Like, you know, what, you know, well, you know, what you, how, you know, whatever choice it is, whether it's like you moving, like in a stack, maybe to be safe because you're worried about being attacked, or you like splitting up and trying to take a bunch of territory fast. You know what I mean? Like,
Sure, as one does. Rating.
no matter what you choose, once you've made that choice, you now are unable to make the other choices. You know
You
what I
know
mean?
what? Would you like to know what I think the most salient certainty thing is that I think dovetails with some of your classic strategies, now that I think about it right now?
What?
Letting someone else take the capital. Because where is someone certain to go to the absolute bat to defend themselves
Yeah,
but the
100%.
capital?
Yeah, no, yeah, no, like, yeah,
So
no,
you would be so by coalitioning, invading someone and saying, you get the cap, you are committing them to the most bloodiest part of the bit.
yeah, and the most dangerous. It's like, what's it called? It's like
That's where
when
their
you,
monument is, probably. Good
yeah,
luck, suckers.
it's like, listen, we're going to be taking some territory from this bear. I'll take this empty forest, and why don't you take its den where its cubs live?
Yeah, it's a good way to do it, and that's what I think is low key was happening with the Raga and Erythria, because I'm like
Sure.
one space away from my cap is one province away from the lake, and I feel I am obligated to defend this, unfortunately. So I will have to leave some token force there, no matter what. And also, I have my Statue of the Underworld. So whoever's going in there is in for a bad fucking time.
Right, exactly. Because you
But
got a powerful, you got a monument there.
he's
Shit,
just like
yeah, those things suck.
he's like a death
No,
six mage or something. It's gonna suck. It'll be like
I hope not.
relief, rigor mortis. If you're listening to this, don't you? You'll know it's coming.
Yeah, let me cut you off before you give away your strategy. What's it called? Oh, by the way, Winds of Death is grammar now. That's crazy.
That's sick, and I like it.
No, I know it's not one that is wailing. Excuse me. It's the fear one, the one that's now incredibly powerful, because now instead of
That's a good thing for glamour, frankly.
sure, yeah,
That
I mean,
glamour
like,
seems like a fun path. The
but yeah,
fairies
no,
look cool.
glamour gets what's it called? So Enchanted Forest remains in nature, but glamour gets one that it's like Enchanted Forest.
Oh, is that that's like the Eternal Twilight one or something?
No, it's a totally unrelated global, and all it does is. If you have no Candle of Dominion in a province, there's an 85% chance that one of your candles will like whatever there.
That's
So it's
very
like,
cute.
well, yeah. So it's Enchanted
So you can
Forest on
play them
province
both.
control. Yes, and you should 100%. Like,
That's
like no, like,
terrible. I love it.
yeah, no,
God,
it, yeah.
remember that game where all the underwater for where the entire thing was underwater forests, and we learned that enchanted forests works on kelp forests, and I
Do I
just
remember
deleted
that game?
everyone.
Of course, the ramp. Yes, of course I remember that game, man. Everyone remembers that game. That's good. People weren't even there. Remember that game? It's a great game.
That was
It was
beautiful.
a beautiful thing. No, well, I appreciate you saying about the capital thing. No, you're right. What's it called? Like you talk about like my whatever and stuff. I'm just very interested in certainty. You know what I mean? Or things being as certain as possible. Like taking someone's cap is, risky.
It is. It sucks, Pam.
actually fighting other players is risky. What's not is like taking a bunch of their provinces
Just
and
beating
being
up a
like,
bunch of 5 to 15 province defense things is easy as pie.
hey, see you later, dude. Good luck. No, it's no, but like no, but what I wanted to talk about was just like another thing, what's it called? It's sort of like, we're talking about uncertainty. We're talking about potential. I think about the Mexican standoff, right? The thing, mainly about Mexican standoff
Many such
is,
games are Mexican standoffs.
yes, exactly. Like a Mexican standoff, like for those who don't know, it's a famous, like very cinematic situation where
The
typically,
ecstasy of gold plays in the background
yeah,
while
exactly.
the good, the bad, and the ugly
Yeah.
pan to each other.
Three th at
It's
least three characters.
at least three characters. Everyone holding guns. Like you're in a John Woo movie. It's great.
They've all got guns on each other,
Isn't this exciting?
and they all have the potential to kill each other. You know what I mean? But no one person has the potential to like kill everybody.
It's
And so you're both vulnerable and no and like you know but that you know like you know the second you fire on somebody, you are now not able to fire on the other guy. Does that make
This
sense?
is
That's
this is
that,
this is
that
what
that's
happened to
what the
me. I fired on the hobbits, and then because I fired on the hobbits, the
Yes.
mermen and the whatever Roggins are shot me. And now it's just a big scrum.
Roggins are degenerate Abyssians.
Abyssians, yes, with yes.
What's it called? Who have
And
interbred
there's
with
some
them?
Kalians, aren't there? Depending on your
Yeah, well,
scales, but everyone only picks the Abyssians because Zayden
they're.
are really sick.
I was gonna say they're not riding griffins, the Kalians.
No, no one cares about them.
Right?
They
No,
were,
what's
if
called?
they
No,
were wings riding wings, that's ridiculous.
yeah, well, so it sounds like, I can't
Laughable.
speak. Right? I can't. What's called? It's like something with legs riding something else with legs. It doesn't make any sense.
It wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it. That's why
Use ungulates.
only snakes ride horses.
That's there is the Snake Nation, isn't there? Well, the Amphi no, there isn't. That's just mod nations. I
Well,
feel I should
you've
direct your
got.
attention briefly to Pardon that we are hitting a time limit within 4 minutes. Does this need to
I
be
know.
adjusted?
I'm aware. I'm moving to wrap up.
Okay.
Let's go. No, I got
All
this.
right,
No,
let's do it, man.
but yeah, well, yeah. What's it called? I wanted to say that, like, no, like it sounds like like whatever, like you in jumping on the hobbits or
Yeah.
the little
The
pygmy guys.
Picayunes.
Yes, thank you. They you forewent other things you could have done, and it turns out it was the wrong option.
I committed myself to the bit, and I probably should have sat on that for a minute of the round or two, but I was itching to do something, and I saw all these tiny mans and all my guys tramble, and it's and are like armored berserkers. I mean, and now Rag is attacking me, and I will bleed them. I will probably lose this game because I started next to no thrones, but gosh darn it, I had to take that swing, I guess. I'm a slave to my passions in this
Well,
regard.
well, but like, anyways, we learned, like that's the,
Yeah.
once you've invaded them, you now can't be invading Raga or whatever, like,
Yeah.
that's whatever.
It's like a learning experience anyway. It's fine. I think we are both past the point where we feel we need to prove anything in Dominions.
Right,
So we're just kind of
100%.
messing around and seeing what happens is just part of it. So
Joyful.
I welcome my new attempted overlords.
Right, no, but yeah, but no, you know, the that's the you know that's the thing I want to talk about is like you know I don't I, I'm not I feel like I'm not I don't again I don't have like the most succinct or whatever. There's definitely like some math here, like
Not for me.
well, yeah, I couldn't figure it out either. But no, but like but the whatever is like yeah, no, it's just like of course the flip side is like you could be playing someone dumb who like isn't thinking or
Just
like an AI or whatever,
AI is beautiful. You know what they're gonna do.
yeah,
But actually, I
but
don't know
but
if the,
but, but
I haven't fought against the new AI, but I'm sure it's still stupid.
right, it's almost certainly dumber than a person, like
Oh yeah, almost certainly.
but like but no, those moments of like potential and like and what yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, these are the like moments of things like that, I guess, are like the pressure points on which the game can move and hinge, and identifying them and I guess leveraging them properly is like it's like a learned skill. And very much this is a playing the player sort of thing. Like, as you become more familiar with some people, like, I don't know, like purple's gonna betray you, that sort of thing. It's gonna happen. But with new people, yeah, you just kind of have to pick up what they put down from the game
Well,
as they
you
play
know,
it.
I was gonna say like, it's less than 1 minute. We'll wrap up here. What's
Okay.
called? No, but like, what I wanted to say is like, well, there's two options. One is to like, poke at them and see what they do.
Yeah, I like that.
And in capoeira terms, that's like asking. It's called asking somebody a question, getting an
I
answer.
remember that.
Yeah, and but like the other thing to do is like you can also just behave as though they're stupid, and let them correct
Yeah.
you. You know what I mean?
I guess we commit to this and we see what happens. And yeah.
It's
All
in that
right.
way, it's a lot like life and podcasting.
It is a lot like podcasting where we just don't know what we're doing and we're just seeing what works.
Well, Ramp, it's been a pleasure
It's
to
been a while.
right?
Thank you, Turtle, for dragging me out here. I love it.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. We're gonna have another podcast.